I wanted to share real quick something that God has been doing with me over a couple months, which is, there's like three people here last week, and there's like, anyway, I don't really like talking in front of people, but I can fake my way through. Anyway, God was kind of, take back a couple months ago, probably 3 months ago, maybe further than that, I heard a message that was about not making God so formal and to ask him questions because he loves to answer questions. And he loves to hear you ask questions, which messed my theology up, okay? Because I've always been raised around people, not that I want to blame people or the church. We were always raised in a formal way that God and we, you know, oh, God. And, you know, we didn't wear hats. You know, that was disrespectful to God. At one point, we didn't wear jeans. All of the different things that we have made important that I've recently started to understand that I'm not sure that God cares one bit about our dress. So I came up with a question, and it was this. It's one that's always bothered me. As a Christian, God, what's heaven like? And I've never been interested in heaven. Not that I've been interested in hell. I want to clarify that. Gold streets mean nothing to me. Yellow's really not even my favorite color. Nothing except for the idea of no more pain and no more sorrow intrigued me about heaven. Therefore, you may not realize it, but that affects your worship. Because we're promised eternity in heaven. But if our idea of eternity is lousy, how are we going to be excited about a promise that God has made to us? So I said, God, what's heaven really like? And there's a prophet, whatever you want to say, that was sharing that her commission is to share with people about heaven because she has gone there on numerous occasions. I'm telling you what, 3 years, I'm out. Whatever. That sounds like the craziest thing that I have ever heard on the face of the earth. Whatever. You gone to heaven, you died. You're gone. We don't see you anymore. But she said that it was her commission, that God wanted us to know how wonderful heaven was. And she would say crazy things like, did you know Jesus loves ice cream? And I shut this thing off. Jesus and ice cream in the same sentence. This doesn't belong. Now Jesus starts to answer questions. God answers questions and he says, oh, so you think that you were smart enough to come up with it? Recipe for ice cream. I digress. I step back. Almost that Job experience, you know, where Job's mouthing off to God and God says, I'll let you talk. And then all of a sudden he's, boom, there you go. Anyway, point being, through this time, God has kind of expanded my vision. I was telling Diana yesterday, we came for Marty's celebration, and the thought crossed my mind, which has never crossed my mind before, that this lady says that there's a roller coaster that goes partway through heaven, and then the tracks are gone, and the cart flies through the air and lands on the other side of heaven. Dumbest thing I've ever heard of. on the face of the earth and in heaven. You won't catch me on it. God, I love you, but no. All right? She's getting on it. But I picture Marty. I don't know if Marty liked roller coasters. I don't know. But going on that and hands in the air as she flies through, no track, stupidest thing, and lands on the other side. And this is the point of what I'm saying. God says he wants to fix our broken imagination. He built us with an imagination. We have denied imagination. We have said what we see with our eyes is what is. We have said that the tree bark is brown. God says, why? Because that's what you see. You've never been to heaven. You don't know what colors. We as kids are small, start to correct their imagination. No, son, daughter, we don't have pink bark. I'm sorry. But is it possible that we are in the process of losing the imagination that God gave us? And then later on, when God says, I want to bring revival, I want to bring awakening to you, you can't even imagine the things that he wants to do. The Bible says that God, his imagination, we can't even imagine what he's got. His thoughts are higher, but we say Jesus doesn't like ice cream. It doesn't even exist. Is it possible that we are losing our imagination? Is it possible that we are restricting the things that God wants to do? Because we say, that ain't God. This week I was able to speak to somebody who believes that their mind is broken. How many people in this world are running around, and we as people, Christians, we as scientists, we are saying that their minds are broken. And they live with that. My mind's broken. This person said to me, my mind's broken. I will never be more than I am now because my mind is broken. And the Spirit of God came over me, and I don't typically admit things like that, but the Spirit of God came over me, and I looked at this person and said, you are not broken. You are not doing what I have built you to do. On this earth, we do not make tractors that go down the road 65 miles an hour. If you do, it's going to be bad. And we do not make cars that go in the field to plow fields up. Because that's not what they were built for. But if you put a tractor in a field, oh my, it'll tear it up. If you put a car on the road 65 miles an hour, Austin has taught me 80 is okay. Okay? It's what it's built for. And we will never, ever be able to be successful, experience revival and awakening if we don't do what we're built for. There are people in this world that see in another world. Okay, that sounds strange, right? Why? Because your imagination is broken? It's not what God has called it to be? You're not doing what God has called it to be? We've limited it? I challenge everybody to watch what we say and then think about what God has called us to do, even if it looks different from the pastor or somebody else. I believe that we are being set up to see some things that we have never seen before. I heard somebody say, and I'm sorry, y'all, I'm taking way too long here. I heard somebody say that let's go back in the Bible. God says, you're going to see greater things than what I've done. What's greater than raising somebody from the dead? Maybe raising somebody who's been cremated. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine it? What does God want to do in this service today? Can you imagine it? Can you imagine it? What does God want to do in your heart today? Can you imagine it? Maybe some of us need to pray a prayer, and that is, Lord Jesus, heal my imagination. Forgive me for putting my imagination, what you have called me to do, into a box that I can understand. Jesus, take over this place. Holy Spirit, move in this place. Come on, people, stand up. Right now, wherever you are, stand up. We are in, stand up, stand up. We are about to worship the Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth. Can your imagination fathom it? Can it? Jesus, fall in this place. Holy Spirit, fall in this place. Forgive us for limiting ourselves. Help us to release ourselves from what society has told us to be, from what we've told ourselves to be, and what the church has told us to be.